Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling in reference to a call you took just a few ago about the mixing of the sons of God with man. That's something that I've always struggled with. I've always been 50-50 on the meaning of that. And I was wondering if you could give me a definition of, and I might be wrong in this, I don't have a reference, I'm on a car phone right now, but what were they referring to, and is there talk of unnatural offspring and giants in the land?
Well, the word there used in Genesis 6:4 is Nephiel, or Nephiel.
Uh-huh.
From it means a feller, a bully, a tyrant, a giant, is the Hebrew translation. Mark, boy, I sure hate to cut you off. If you don't mind waiting
sure.
on the line.
I'll listen for your answer.
Okay, then when we come back from our break, we'll address that with a little more depth. Actually,
thank
I can't add
much.
A whole lot more to it, but hang on.
And on the line with us is Mark in Portland, Oregon. Are you still there, Mark?
I'm still there, yeah.
All right.
Thank you for standing by. You know, in the interval of the break, I take a breath and I thought through your question. I think what you might be asking, and correct me if I'm wrong, is if these giants were the result of simple people like the children of Seth or the sons of Seth marrying the daughters of Cain, then what would make them giants?
Yeah, unnatural offspring and giants, exactly.
Well, the word Nephiel is not necessarily, doesn't mean necessarily a freak or a giant. It could mean mighty men, feller, sometimes bully, tyrant. There's many ways the word is translated. If we read through the rest of the verse, it says they were mighty men of old, men of renown. And there are other places, if you ever want to understand something, you go to the other places in the Bible. It tells us, for instance, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 2, that there were 50 princes in the assembly of Israel that were famous in the congregation, men of renown, the same word.
Okay.
So renown doesn't always mean a giant. Now, there is a genetic truth that when people intermarry within their clans, and then they marry a new gene pool and breed across that pool, you can have unusual traits that become prominent that sometimes are even stronger. They've done studies and found out that mutts are often the most intelligent animals. It's called hybrid vigor. And, for instance, I hope John doesn't mind my saying this, but John Lomacane,
yeah.
who co-hosts this program, is one of the most talented people I know. He's very bright. He's self-taught. He sings. He teaches himself instruments. Well, John is a mixture of about three different races. His mother
right.
is from the Philippines, and she was like 4 feet tall. John is like 6'4", I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And so I can't figure it out. He's taller than everybody in his family, but he is it's called hybrid vigor. It is a genetic fact, and this was a case of that.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
Bye.
For the call, Mark.